This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly just be part of the conversation. Get involved, get engaged. I don't know any other way to put it. It's really that simple. So the interview that we're going to play next, it's a rebroadcast, pre-interview, whatever the heck you want to call it, of an interview I did with Kerry Quashin. And he was he's the founder of a group in California, and he's been dealing over 30 years with addictions. And I'm so tired of hearing, I saw it again today, which is what kind of prompted me to do this. I'm so tired of hearing you guys say, or whoever say, that it's not a big deal. Marijuana is not a big deal. It's not a jump-off drug. It's not addictive. It's not this. It's not that. It's a line of hooey. Being nice. Because it's not the dope that you, your dad, your grandfather had. It's not that at all. It's grown differently. It's totally different. And it's much more addictive. It's much more potent. Man, we thought we had it going on. We used to soak the stuff in wine. You drink your vodka bong afterward, but you'd put it in a bong filled with vodka. Now, some of you are, you know, as my buddy always says, some of you pearl clutchers out there that are having a heart attack right now, get over yourselves. Right? If you grew up in the 70s, the majority of you, not all of you, I get it, the majority of you, though, did something. You smoked weed, you drank, or whatever. It's a reality of the day. It doesn't make it okay. I'm not condoning the action. You know, but your kids don't believe you because you lie to them. Right? I mean, you don't have to tell them everything you did. That's not what I'm suggesting at all. But don't lie to them about what you did. You know, yeah, I smoked dope. It was pretty dumb. I did some pretty dumb stuff. That's why we called it dope. Right? So the idea is to bring people in. I'm tired of you Facebook experts. Right? You got all the answers, but you got none. Now, I'm no different than you when it comes to stuff like that, when I think I'm an expert or something. But I got to tell you, doing a show now, 8 years, 9 years, whatever it ends up being, we've had the experts on. We've been able to talk with them. I get the information. And it doesn't mean I'm an expert, but it does mean that I may have a clue. I'm not just talking out of the air. I'm not just pulling facts out of nowhere. See, I'm being nice, keep it clean. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I want you to head up to the website, though. I want you to sign up to get my weekly newsletter. Okay, you don't like it, you can stop it anytime you want to. We also have a store up there where you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the stuff that you've been taught to be petrified of, hate, to be scared, whatever, whatever. And you don't have to be. Seriously. All right, and I got shirts up there for sale. I got coffee mugs, water bottles, whatever it is. You can also sign up for Patreon, which is kind of a little insider's club. You know, we post stuff that only we're going to do. All right? I mean, you, if you're part of that team, if you're part of that club, if you're a member of the posse, so to speak, then you'll get some inside information nobody else can get to. And really, it goes anywhere from costing you a cup of coffee at that very expensive coffee joint once a month, to maybe throw in 20, 30, 40, 50, 100, 100. Look, if you want to donate $5,000, I'll hop on a plane and deliver the gifts to you myself. And one thing you don't want to see is me at your door. I guarantee it. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, we've seen some elections across the country that have already gone, in my humble opinion, the wrong way. Because Democrats have been elected. I mean, I'm not just talking regular Dems, middle-of-the-road Dems. I'm talking about left-leaning, progressive Democrats. The only way you're going to change this, the only way you're going to fix this, is you have to engage, you have to get involved. And that doesn't mean you have to give them money necessarily. It means you call your local Republican headquarters, conservative, whatever it is, whatever group, whatever person you want to work for. You call, and you make sure that they've got what they need. Maybe you need to send out postcards for them. Maybe you need to make phone calls for them. Those are free. There's a whole bunch of things you can do for free. All right? And there's nothing wrong. I mean, and again, they need every bit of help they can get. And you'd be surprised sometimes. It might be something, if you drive a car, it might be something as simple as delivering signs for the candidate. All right? It might be you stuffing envelopes. These things don't cost you any money. And you can help your person win. The other thing that just gets me crazy is if you've got a candidate that has absolutely no chance of winning. I talked to a candidate for governor of California, and I knew 6 minutes into the conversation, she's useless. And if she's listening, or one of her friends is listening, I'm sorry. But you know what? It's time for a reality check. And don't give me the Trump stuff. Because he always had a chance of winning. This person won't even put her phone number on her business cards, you know, that she's running for office, because she doesn't want any cranks calling her. I mean, think about that. She doesn't want any negativity. She's running for governor of California as a Republican. I'm sorry, you don't want any negativity? You're running for the wrong office, right? In California, the only statewide office, it seems, that a Republican can win is if you were running for the post of Satan's right-hand man. That you they would probably give you that hands down. But she wasn't going to raise any money. She was going to do grassroots, right? I mean, I'm listening to her talk, and I'm thinking to myself, you don't stand a chance. This is not 1816. You need money to mail things out. You need to get a message out. You need television time. You need people walking precincts. You got to buy pizza for them. You got to feed them. Maybe we do need more dope. I don't know. We're going to talk with Kerry Quash on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, don't go far. Pay attention. Take notes. You need them. And we'll be back shortly. Hopefully you will too. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you. people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Me while I whip this out.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with us. We really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. You know, there's a couple of ways to find us. One of the ways, though, is head over to the website, therealside.com. We've got a live chat room going on there as well. And if you're on Facebook, you can head over to our Facebook page. And there's a Facebook feed there where it's, you know, it's video, it's, you know, audio. And there's a chat room or a feed there that you can see, that you could see the smarter people than I in there. So, you know, I've been talking about
I call it dope. You guys call it marijuana. I call it dope. I think it's called dope for a reason, or it was called dope for a reason. You know, some of you guys just are all over, let's legalize it. It's not bad. It's a good thing. It's all this. It's alcohol is worse for you. I'm hearing all this stuff, and it's all from experts, right? The only experts I hear it from are people that are actually using it and enjoying it. I'm not hearing from the experts, or we're not hearing a lot of the experts speak out and speak up about the reality behind what this is doing to you and doing to our kids. It is not the dope of your grandparents or yours. So, you know, I always say the same thing. I bring on the experts. You know, you're not an expert because you use it. You're not an expert because you know about it. You've had it in your hand. You're an expert when you've been dealing with it for years, and you've been dealing with abuse, and you've been dealing with the ramifications of abuse. So I've asked Kerry Quashin. He's been on the show before. He's the founder of the Action Family Counseling, also a nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, thanks for being with me today. I really always appreciate your time with me, man.
My pleasure, Joe.
You know, and I keep trying to tell people, let's first talk about something here. The dope of today, the marijuana of today, it's not the marijuana that we grew up with in the 60s and 70s, is it?
No, I'm laughing because it's not even the same category. I mean, it's a whole different animal. It really is. I mean, if you think about in the old days, let's just say 20 years ago, marijuana used to be, I mean, you could buy a kilo down the street for $100. Yeah, I wonder what it costs now. But it also, in a joint or a bong, as they use it now, when you took a hit 20 years ago, it was like 0.3 milligrams of THC. The stuff that our children are smoking now is in the 30s.
Wow.
So from 0.3 to almost 30 milligrams, no, wait a minute. That's just what you're smoking in a bong. Now let's do the oils and some of the other edibles. You're talking 80 to 100% THC.
Wow. Yo, it's and the edible. I think that's hilarious with the edibles. You know, people don't realize, again, how dangerous this is for young people who are, whose brains are developing, things are going on with them. I mean, this is bad stuff today, right?
Well, of course it is. You also got to remember that THC has a 7-day half-life, so it stores in your fatty cells. And I mean, we can really get into what I'm seeing when it comes to adolescents that are starting to smoke. I mean, just real quickly, loss of motivation. Short-term memory. Why didn't you do your homework? I forgot. Why didn't you turn in your homework? I forgot. They lose their motivation. I don't want to go to dance anymore. Baseball's boring. So things that were important, priorities that were important, are not anymore. So it's really going to become, I think it's at a crisis level right now with children. But just wait a few years and see what happens to our youth. It's extremely frightening. You know what else? I run a behavioral health unit. You know, I own and run drug rehab, as you know. Been doing it for 30 years, and I've been sober myself for 37. So the drugs of today are nothing like what I was playing with. But what I'm saying is I run a psych ward now. Do you know that we have people come in every day to our behavioral health unit and to the ER from an overdose of THC?
Wow. Oh
my God. Not meaning they're dying, but they're psychotic.
Right.
And the only thing we're finding in their body is THC. And I'm getting these phone calls across the country from other behavioral health units and sheriffs and police departments, and everyone's saying the same thing. Are you seeing the amount of psychosis, and the only thing we're finding in their urine is THC? So it's not the same drug. There are major consequences that some of our children and people are facing now when it comes to this drug.
When I looked at the numbers for Colorado and the numbers, the dollars that they were looking, you know, $600 million in tax revenues or what have you, but those are without them talking about what the state pays to take care of these people that show up that are now homeless, that are dependent on, the drug or what have you, and the trips to the emergency room, the calls to the CDC have increased 400%. Think about that.
Of course. Of course, but they don't want to talk about that. I was looking at a billboard right up here in Santa Clarita. It's saying since the legalization of marijuana in Colorado and wherever else, there has been no more drug abuse than with adolescents than ever before. That's insane. That somebody would even figure that out. I mean, first of all, where are you getting your numbers? Second of all, here's another scary thought. I have drug rehabs that I own and operate. I have a 16-bed adolescent unit with six kids in it today. I have never had less than 16 kids with a waiting list. So it's pretty frightening. I have parents calling me every day, Joe, this is scary, calling us up saying, what was in my child's drug test? And we go, like, 700 milligrams THC, and they go, is that it? And they hang up. They don't want to deal with it.
Wow.
Now, a year ago, that kid would have been in some kind of a treatment. Here's the other part of that. So a year ago, my adolescent unit would have been full. Now it's not. My adult unit was quiet. Now it's packed. All these kids that are getting untreated for substance abuse now from 14 to 18 are hitting the adult rehabs from 18 to 25. We're exploding.
You know, Kerry,
because it's no
people. You need
that right.
Yeah, you need to understand something though. Kerry is in this every day, people. You know, you guys that really believe that, you know, dope is no big deal, that we're making a big deal out of it, we're blowing out of proportion. We're not blowing it out of proportion. We're trying to help your kids.
No,
we're not looking to stop your kids from having fun. We're trying to help your children, right?
Exactly, and that's exactly what we're trying to do. I mean, it's real. And I'm not going to even say, hey, look at everybody that smokes a joint is going to become a heroin addict, but what I will say is almost every heroin addict that I've ever met started with pot or cigarettes.
You know, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from the break. We got to go to a break. When we come back from the break, that's what I want to talk about. I am so tired of hearing that marijuana is not a jump-off drug, that most people, you know, they try it, they don't like it, they get sick, and they don't go any further, which is a line of crock. So we'll be back in a minute. Let's hit on that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kerry Quashin right after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I really do. And some of you, you know, head up to the website. I'd like to get your email address. If you hop on the website, there's a place where you can sign up for our newsletter. It comes out once a week. I let you know some of the things we're going to be talking about, some of the things we're going to be doing. And if you don't like it, you just stop taking it. It's really that simple. It doesn't require a college degree to unsubscribe, seriously. You know, we talk about dope on a regular basis. We talk about drugs on a regular basis. And, you know, our legislators are so involved. They care so much about tax dollars, especially here in California. They got to get you everywhere they can. They're not really caring about your children. Now, they say they do. But I can lay out a whole bunch of laws that do nothing but hurt your children, not help them. But this one in particular, where now we're talking about, you know, medical marijuana, recreational use marijuana. What the heck does that mean? Recreational use of marijuana. What do you have a couple of joints? You go out and play in the car as you drive down the road? I don't get it. But let's bring on somebody who has a clue because, you know, you always make fun of me, but I'll bring on somebody that's been in it. Kerry Quashen is joining me. He's the founder of Action Family Counseling, also nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, thanks for being with me today.
My pleasure, Joe. Always a pleasure to be here with you.
And I appreciate your time and your knowledge on this stuff. You know, I am so tired of hearing my buddies that are my age that smoked dope in the 60s and 70s. It's no big deal, Joe. You're making it a big deal. It's not a jump-off drug. You're making too big of a deal of this. Tell me, is marijuana what we refer to as a jump-off drug, you know, where they move on to other, or am I just overblowing this?
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's not even say that. How's that?
Okay.
How about marijuana? Well, we could say marijuana is a gateway drug. Cigarettes are a gateway drug. Vaping is a gateway drug. Well, here's why I'm saying that. When we're young, we have what you call contracts. When I want to grow up, I want to be a radio show host. I want to be a superstar. I want to be a cop. We have those contracts. We also have another set of contracts of things we will never do. Remember those? when I grow up, I'll never use drugs. I'll never smoke cigarettes. Where does it go wrong? The reality of the first contract that most kids break, what do you think it is?
I'll never smoke.
Well, it used to be cigarettes.
Right.
Right? It used to be cigarettes. And there's only two reasons why a child would light up a cigarette. Number one, they want to be cool. Number two, it's a learned behavior from home. Mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle, somebody is smoking. So that's one of the first contracts they break. Now it's vaping. When kids are little in kindergarten and stuff, they're learning tobacco kills you, cigarettes kill, vaping's bad. You're hearing all that. But all of a sudden, somewhere down the line, they want to hang out with Bob and Rick. I was going to say Joe, but that would be you. Nah, you're good at it. It's not a bad
Nobody
thing.
Wants to hang out with me. Don't worry about
it. There you go. So they hang out with these people, and somebody hands them a cigarette and says, hey, dude, smoke this. Almost every kid the first time will say no because it's a contract they made when they were just a little guy. But they're hanging around every day. They're starting to get desensitized. One day they say, oh, what the heck? And they take their first hit, a cigarette or vaping or whatever it is. That's really your gateway drug. And how do they clean that up? It's only a cigarette. I'll never smoke weed. But you're still hanging out with all these guys. Now worse than ever. What do you mean you're not going to smoke weed? Well, I said I would never use drugs. It's not a drug. It's natural. God put it there for you to smoke. It's legal. It's medical. What do you think is going on with these little kids? They're getting desensitized. They're thinking, wow, everybody else is doing it. I want to, let me figure it out. And they take their first hit. What just happened? They broke another contract, number one, but they also did something way different, Joe. They put something in their body and mind that made them feel different and better than anything they've ever felt. Now, how do you tell a 14-year-old kid that that's bad? So here's the deal. How do you clean that up? It's only pot. I'll never use anything harder. And I mean it. But then somebody comes in with edibles. Way stronger than the weed they just smoked. Now they even feel better. They start going to parties. What's going on at parties? There's all kinds of drugs. All the other drugs, once you break your contracts, you start smoking cigarettes, you start drinking alcohol, you're vaping, you're smoking weed. All the other drugs are drugs of opportunity. They're just waiting. They're just there.
And
very scary.
Let's talk a little bit about this vaping thing, okay? Everybody's like, well, what's the big deal with vaping? It keeps them from smoking cigarettes. First of all, we don't really know the long-term effect of vaping, number one. Number two is you can hide all kinds of stuff in vaping, can't you?
Oh, yeah. You can smoke anything in vape, or you can vape anything these days, THC, oils, heroin, opiates, everything.
Wow.
So you never really know it, and you can't smell it, so you don't really know the difference. But even more than all that, let's just put all that aside. When you have a kid that's 14, 15, 16 that's starting to vape or smoke cigarettes, smoke pot, eat edibles, what do you think the risk factors of that kid using other drugs are?
Oh, it's
pretty high.
It's got to be high. It's got to be well over. Look.
Of course. And the problem is nobody's dealing with their adolescents anymore because parents do their hands up like society did and say everyone's doing it. So they're just giving up, meaning as soon as they're – I'm getting them when they're 18, 19, and 20 now. It's at crisis level. We don't even know what to do with all of them.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if you look at – I mean, we're going to lose – I was doing some research today. We're going to lose almost 60,000 people a year just of accidental overdoses. So we don't think all this little pot and all that stuff is leading to something different. More people die per year in this country than we lost in the Vietnam War.
Wow.
More people die from accidental, listen to this, accidental overdoses than people dying from car crashes. The life expectancy in this country went down for the first time in history. Guess why?
Oh, it's going to be drug use, right?
Drug overdoses. But here, but let's look at it this way. Let's say we lose 60,000 people to drug overdoses, right? Accidental.
Right.
What about suicide because of drugs? What about car crashes? What about arrests? What about domestic violence, child abuse? What do you think's going on with those numbers?
Oh, I think they're not even tracking them. I got news for you.
Because
then what happens? Then you have to start telling people the truth about what drugs are doing to not just your kids anymore, now your families. I mean, what's the difference between this and how an alcoholic or somebody who succumbs to alcohol, 20 years ago ruined his or her family? It's no difference.
Well, remember this, all substance abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction starts innocently. Because it can become awful tragic. And also, here's two other little ones just for you. First of all, I don't know anyone I've ever met that doesn't know somebody struggling with alcohol or drugs. I don't know anyone who doesn't know somebody. And here's another scary thought, another scary statistic that's coming out. One in every six Americans will have a drug problem in their lifetime.
Wow.
In the world? But you're right, Joe. No, it's only pot.
No, it's only...
It's not a gateway drug.
Every one of these people who think it's not an issue, not a problem, need to spend 10 days at one of your clinics. We need to spend 10 days...
They need to spend one day with me. Not 10 days, one day on my phone. But you know what, guys? Just because you're listening to this and you smoke pot and it's working for you, God bless you. But just because it's working for you doesn't mean it's going to work for everybody else. There's a whole lot of other people that start this deal innocently, and it becomes tragic.
Listen, there's plenty of people out there. I can sit and have a glass of wine or beer or something and walk away from it and not have another one for 3 weeks. There are people who walk by and smell alcohol, and it's done. They're over. They have to go grab it.
It triggers them immediately. If you have an addictive personality, you can get addicted to anything. It could be alcohol, it could be pot, it could be video games.
And we're going to hit on video games when we come up on the break. Back from the break, we're going to hit on the video games and Facebook and social media. These kids are so ingrained in this stuff, they don't know how to back out of it. They don't know how to get away from it. I get the biggest kick, you know, when you and I were kids, we're talking about friends. We're talking about the guys that you drove up and down the street with the bikes on. Now these kids think they have 200 friends or 300 friends on Facebook. We'll talk about that in a minute, though. We got to go to a break. I'm Joe, the senior host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more about addictions, drugs, and social media. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait.
Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-733-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you're trying, if you're listening to us tonight, because we're talking about don't be a dope, okay? Get the information, the real information on marijuana. Get the real information on what it'll do to your kids. Get the real information on the difference between the marijuana of the 60s and the 70s and what it's like today. You know, some of you who smoked back in the 70s, it's no big deal. I did it. Look how I turned out. You know, I hate that line. It makes me nuts. You need to, you know, as you guys say, step into the real world, step into the modern world, and find out what your kids are really, honestly up against and what they're doing. I could rant on this for days.
Or better yet, don't deal with it. See what happens in a couple
yeah,
of years.
Right. All right. So that's Kerry Quash, and he's joining me. He's founder of the Action Family Counseling. Also, he's a nationally recognized drug and alcohol abuse expert. Kerry, again, always thanks for being with me. I learned so much when you're on with me here.
It's always a pleasure, Joe.
I appreciate it. We're talking about addictions, and addictions just aren't, you know, drugs or alcohol. We have really forgive me, this is me talking. If you agree, fine. If you don't, you can always change the station. We have thrown our kids to the wolves when it comes to addictions. It's almost like we don't want to deal with them anymore. You know, they're on these video games all the time. They're on their smartphones all the time. And don't give me that stuff, you know, well, no, my kid's only so many minutes. No, you need to check the actual phone and find out how much time your kid's on that thing upstairs. My kids weren't allowed to take their smartphones into their bedrooms. They stayed downstairs or any phone at the time. You know, they're on Facebook. That's where their friends are at. They're on Snapchat. They're on all these things that are taking the place of the family. Spend some time with your kids and not texting them. Right, Kerry?
Well, you sound like me. I'd be screaming this stuff. I used to scream, spend quality time with your kids. I don't even say that anymore. I just say, spend time with your kids. Here's a scary thought. What do you think the average parent, how much time do you think an average parent of a 12 to 18-year-old kid, how much time do you think that parent spends with that kid a day? Real time.
15 minutes.
The average, 2 to 10. Let's pick a 14-year-old boy or girl. Last thing they do, almost every one of those before they go to sleep, is say goodbye to their friends on their either Instagram or Snapchat.
Oh yeah,
that's the last thing they do. So let's really put it in perspective. So they go to sleep with their friends. Who knows what time? What's the first thing that kid does when they wake up before they even use the restroom?
Check Facebook.
Check their social media.
Oh,
right? Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, whatever it is, they check their social media. So they go to sleep with their friends, they wake up with their friends. They go to the restroom, they come into the kitchen, they say hi to mom or dad, they go to school. Who are they with? Their friends.
Different.
8 hours. They come home. In most homes, mom and dad are working or not living together or whatever. So the kids, who's waiting for them? People say nobody. That's very far from true. Back to their friends again, either in person, Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Mom and dad comes home, 6, 7 o'clock. How's your day, Johnny? It was good. You hungry? No, I already ate. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I'm done. I finished it. Go right back into the room with who? Their friends again. So we have our children, 2 to 10 minutes. Their friends got them 16 hours. How in the world are we connected to our kids? We're not. Our kids are now connected to their friends, their social media, not us, not parents. We're losing a generation right now to social media and friends. And
wow.
Then comes the drugs and everything else.
Oh, they're doing all kinds of.
They're
doing all kinds of business. You know, I'm on a school board, and I see these messages they send each other on the iPhones and the Androids. These kids, look at. If we could turn their vices over to moving commerce in this country, my God, we would be a force to reckon with the way these kids can move drugs and alcohol and everything else in their lives.
Oh my! Of course, but think it through. I mean, if they're so connected to everything but family,
right?
What becomes important to them now?
Oh, their friends.
Everything else.
Social media and family is not secondary, but third in the list.
Exactly. Actually, it's even further down the list. There was a study done with the LA Times. It was a couple of years ago, and God and family was like number 4 and 5.
Wow.
It was celebrities and friends and things and stuff, and then it was God and family or family. God. We really are losing the whole generation here when it comes to family and family values and all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah, But the parents don't see it, right? I mean, you deal with parents all the time, and they come to you for help. You're the expert, and they're sitting there telling you that you're wrong.
Joe, what did you just... We were talking earlier, right?
Yeah.
About the soup plantation or whatever. How can the parents get it? They got their own addictions.
That's true.
I mean, go to a restaurant. Go to a restaurant. If there's 2 or 3 children, 12 and up, and a mom and a dad there, I almost can guarantee you the kids are on their phone while they're sitting there eating. Mom's checking Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Dad's zoning out. Isn't that true?
You're exactly right. I'm sitting there having lunch with somebody the other day. We were talking about the same thing, the soup plantation thing, and they said, look, I'm in soup plantation, and the parents are sitting there, and Dad is sitting at the very edge, okay? Everybody's on their smartphones. Dad is at the edge. He's got a smartphone in one hand, a spoon in the other. He's trying to feed the baby. This is a true story. He's trying to feed the baby in the carriage at the end there, right? The kid is staring up at the top of the carriage like this is a rodent running around on the ceiling of the carriage. My buddy said he walked by the carriage and he looked, and there was a iPhone holder up in the carriage, and they had a cartoon playing for the kid to watch. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, we're done. Yep. We are done as a society when you can't even spend, we don't even eat for hours anymore. We eat for 20 minutes. You can't spend 20 minutes paying attention to your child?
I see most parents, a whole lot of parents, hand a kid a phone in a restaurant to shut them up. Here, play a video game.
God.
Now, what in the world happened to family connections or family bonding? All those corny sayings that you hear when you're growing up, families that play together, families that eat together, families that pray together, stay together. What happened to that?
Oh, no, you can't use any of those quote-unquote normal terms, traditional terms anymore. You can't do any of that stuff anymore because you'd be considered, you know, backwards and obsolete. I don't see, this is the thing I don't understand. All these people that come, especially in the area that we're in, to live, you know, they're into family, they want their kids to have a better life, they want a safe place for their kids to go, great schools, and yet they blow the family unit up. They don't see any value in it. Or they don't know how. I don't know. Maybe you deal with them more than I do. Is there no value in it? Does it not make sense? Or they just don't know how to make it happen?
They lost it somewhere. They lost the connection somewhere. They don't know how to get it back. But the kids now are connected to their peers and social media. Their parents are now connected to social media. The connection of family isn't there anymore.
Wow.
That's why we're having such an epidemic when it comes to young people using drugs and pot and other drugs as they're getting older, because the family is broken down. And I'm not even blaming anyone. It's just this is where we are right now.
It's just the truth. Statement of truth.
We have to understand it. If we understand it, we then can reconnect with our kids. It's never too late.
No, I agree with you there.
It's never too late.
You never give up. You just never give up.
No.
But it doesn't matter how old they get. they keep coming back, and you just never give up. But, you know, you hit on something that I know some people find distasteful. I don't, personally. Is we've given up on God. We've given up on, some people call a higher power. When it's all about you, when it's all about what you feel good with, about what you want, you're all over the place. There's no foundation, right?
You're right. I mean, people are just lost. So it's so easy to find safe haven in Facebook or video games or drugs or whatever, because the other pieces are lost. We all want to feel connected, right?
Yeah.
If we're not connected at home, where are we going to get connected? We have to find it.
Yep. Yeah, and they're searching for enough nowadays. They don't need to be searching family foundation and truth. Hey, we've only got about a minute left. Tell people how they might be able to get help, how they can reach out to you, that kind of thing.
Well, you know, first of all, if you think you're having a problem or you think someone's having a problem, you're like that. They do or you do. And if you want to talk to us, you can always call us at 800-367-8336. That's 1-800-367-8336, and it's also actionfamilycounseling.com.
Well, you know what, Carrie, keep up the good work. I have seen some of the people that you've helped, and I know you've been through a lot of sad situations. We pray for you. We pray for your group and wish you much success. And people, he's right. If you think you have a problem, you probably do. And don't be afraid and don't be ashamed to reach out. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Have a great rest of the day. Thanks for being with me today, and God bless.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?